I'm joined now from London by NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. She's at the Royal London Hospital in East London, and the BBC's Jill McGivey. Jill, tell us, please, what details can you give us about the attacks?
Well, in the area where I've been, which was close to Russell Square, which is in central London, it's an area with a lot of offices, also tourists and students, so it was quite densely packed just after 9 o'clock, which was where the morning time, local time, which is when the blast went off. There were two main explosions in that area. One was a bus, a tourist bus, that was just passing by in that area. We understand that it was ripped to shreds. That was the description by one eyewitness. And one of my colleagues was just getting off the bus as it exploded, and he described many dead bodies there and also very many people seriously injured. The area was cleared quite quickly. Shortly, at around the same time, though, there was a second explosion that was in the underground system. And we spoke to an eyewitness, a nurse who had just been heading to work, going into the station when the blast occurred. She stayed to try and give first aid, but when we spoke to her later, she was clearly very distressed and in shock. She was saying everyone she saw coming out of the station was injured, some with minor abrasions, cuts and bruises and so on, but many people with severe burns, terrible burns, she said, and people being carried out, many with missing limbs. So she feared there could be massive loss of life. That was her expression. Since then, we've seen people in the area, a lot of teaching hospitals in that area, so doctors and nurses we saw running through the streets. For about 2 hours, people were pouring in with stretchers, medical equipment, grabbing whatever they could to get and help the ambulance services, and wave after wave of ambulances getting through to that area. But the whole area since then being cordoned off. Now it is calmer, but a lot of people, of course, because the transport system is paralyzed, trying to work out how on earth they can get home, walking through the streets.
So there are people just walking through London, just trying to get back home.
That's right. I mean, there is some traffic going now in some areas, obviously the areas away from the particular blast site, but the underground system itself is still totally paralyzed and likely to stay that way for some time. A lot of the buses are still not running. So if you're lucky enough to live in an area where the transport is to the overground trains, for example, or if you can cycle, if you can walk, people are doing that, but an awful lot of people who rely on the underground to get home, and of course we're talking about many tens of thousands of people who use it every day, are really stuck now wondering what on earth to do.
Eleanor Beardsley, you're outside that hospital there. What is the scene?
Well, yes, I'm outside the Royal London Hospital, and they've got it cordoned off, and there's some people out here waiting, some journalists. There's no ambulances in sight right now, but this is the place where they're treating most of the wounded. And a couple hours ago, they gave an update saying that they have 75 patients being treated, both with minor injuries, 10 in serious condition, and 6 in critical. So we're just waiting here for an update on that.
So no firm numbers yet, but this was the main mass transportation system in London. You can expect the numbers to go in a bad direction.
Absolutely. In fact, they've been saying on the radio at least 40 deaths, but they keep saying this could rise and we don't really know. And they're saying 150 people gravely wounded, with hundreds more lightly wounded. So everyone does have the feeling, because of the way they're describing the attacks, that there will be a lot more casualties, but we don't know yet.
Jill McGivering, how do people feel about the kind of the preparedness of the city? How has the city reacted to this awful event?
On the one hand, of course, people had been thinking something like this might happen. It was well known that the UK was a target. It was quite likely that London might be a target. And, of course, after the Madrid bombings, a lot of people concerned about safety on the underground system. We understand that the emergency plan that had been thought through and practiced, so there have been a lot of emergency drills since 9/11 in particular, that the authorities are saying, look, that emergency plan proved to be successful, and certainly people have moved swiftly. But, of course, however prepared you think you are, you can't know exactly where it's going to be and when it's going to happen. A lot of the focus at the moment is on G8 in Scotland. So certainly, you know, a lot of the journalists and police are focused intensely on that area, and people didn't expect it would be in London.
Eleanor, can you say when you expect more statements about the level of casualties there in this attack?
Well, they have just said in front of the hospital they're not going to be updating this list, and we have to call the health ministry for official numbers. But I think they're going to be, apparently they're looking at the tapes from the metro, that the police are working, so that it's always on the radio and on TV, so I'm sure we'll be hearing soon. It's just everyone, they're encouraging people to be vigilant and look around them and leave work, start to go home now, because it's true, the metro is completely shut down and people are just out walking around with sort of, I wouldn't say a look of fear, but bewilderment. You can tell it's not a normal day in London.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in London, along with Jill McGivering of the BBC. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.